Coffee shops around the country, be prepared. There are plans to get you engaged in more than just gossip and tittle-tattle at the tables, because moves are afoot to raise the level of discourse and make coffee houses the hot houses of national debate, just like they used to be in the 18th century. The Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufacturers and Commerce is behind all this, all with the aim of turning coffee shops into the forum for national debate. Chris Hawksworth reports.
If you'd like to grab yourself some coffee, as much coffee and as much many croissants and Danish
pastries. Lively debate at Manchester University's Christie Bistro this week, one of many venues chosen by the RSA to highlight their coffee shop challenge, to encourage a liberal exchange of views on various topics. The RSA has five big issues it wants to be heard discussed in coffee houses across the land. Executive Director Penny Egan.
We decided to do it because the RSA was born in a coffee house in 1754 in Covent Garden, and it seemed like a brilliant way to honour our heritage, but at the same time to take forward what we want to do in the 21st century.
I thought that with this idea of sustainable consumption, it might be useful to...
Coffee shops have become a place on the high street where real democratic debate can continue.
How can we actually tackle some of those issues in a realistic way now, here, today, in our lives?
Jeremy Tors of Union Coffee Roasters supplies coffee to the RSA and draws a comparison between the debating merits of his beverage and others.
Through the coffee houses, because of the very reason that coffee became popular in the first place, for sharpening the mind and waking you up, coffee started to be offered as an alternative to beer, which, with water being so polluted in those days, beer was the standard drink every day instead of a glass of water or fruit juices as we have today. So coffee, by comparison, as it was said in the very early days, it was the wholesome liquor that makes the genius quicker and cheers the spirits without making mad. So it was really a way that people suddenly started to be able to talk to each other over a drink for several hours at a time without becoming sort of befuddled.
Okay. A little bit thin, isn't it?
Mike Riley, chief coffee taster at Taylors of Harrogate, one of the North's leading blenders.
If we're getting serious about this, then should we start matching our coffee to the level of our debate and conversation?
That's an interesting idea. Okay, yeah.
Segment